You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Kia ora, Rob.
Right, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Before I get into this, I just want to wish Louie a happy birthday for Friday.
Happy birthday, Louie.
Big
birthday,
friend of the Louis. Show. And, you know, I did enjoy that time when he came up here.
Exactly.
Taught me a few things.
He's the fourth brain on the Mind Trench.
Yeah,
he really is.
Without doubt. So, I hope you have a nice day on Friday.
Exactly.
Right, now, I first read about this in The Guardian, as I said earlier, last Tuesday after I sorted out all my content. And then, as I said as well, it got a mention on last week's Have I Got News For You.
So okay.
You're probably wondering, what is this?
What on earth could it
Not
be?
Not going to tell you. No, I am. The New Zealand Symphony Orchestra performed a world premiere at an organic free-range chicken farm in Hastings.
What?
Nice of them.
How did we miss this news? Maybe I've just been out of the loop. That's crazy.
Well, the chickens didn't tell anyone, I guess.
The piece is entitled Chook Symphony No. 1.
Nice.
Although The Guardian came up with Beat Hove Hens First Symphony. I was quite disappointed with The Guardian for that. I thought they were more highbrow than that. That's something like The Sun would come up with.
Beat Hove Hens.
Yeah.
I also feel like you could come up with a better pun, you know?
Yeah.
Puns welcome on 5395.
Right, now, there is a video of it on YouTube, but it's just a photograph of them playing. They look really great. They're all kitted out.
The chickens or the performers?
No, the orchestra all kitted out in all their penguin suits and all that, and they look really good.
No,
and they're in the middle
formal.
Of the field having a go. Now, apparently, in the chicken world, it's well known that mellow music puts hens in the mood for laying.
Oh, okay. Right.
So for a laugh, because I ain't got much else to do, I just Googled, do chickens like music or something like that? And this is what I found.
Hit us, right? Rob, hit us.
Been so many studies into the subject, and all but one agreed that classical music does work when it comes to egg laying and chickens.
Oh, okay.
Now, the one study that disagreed, which had rock music, they said they... Oh, let's start that again. The one study that disagreed, that had rock music at the top, they said they created egg production. They produced 33 eggs a week, whereas classical 30 and reggae 20.
Do you think it's because they're just moshing along,
yeah,
the chickens
are
I thought it was probably because they wanted to get the eggs out of the way and get out of the building as quickly as possible so they don't want to listen to it. But this is where I think they backtracked a little bit. They concluded rock music is more effective, but classical is what chickens would prefer. How did they know
did
that?
Did the chickens tell you that?
Chickens were like, yeah, well, it worked, but I wasn't loving it, you know? The
productivity versus enjoyment, you know?
But it was all about really saying, look, you know, we got to look after the chickens.
We do.
I don't know whether we should have, maybe, actually, get bee in there. All chicken farms should have BFM. Maybe we could do this to help ourselves out.
I feel like it would be the same as in the human world, where, you know, not all chickens would probably love us, but the ones that do would be really into it.
Well, then we've got to do little chicken ear protectors, like noise cancelling headphones.
Now, chickens' ears, are they just a hole in the side of their head? How does
I'm
it work?
I'm sure they are.
Because
hold on,
I'm
one moment caller.
Imagining.
I'm sure if they had ears, someone would be selling them.
Chicken ears.
You know what I mean? For cats or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, because I'm imagining now a chicken with human ears on the side of its head, which I know is incorrect, but it is quite a visual.
They're hidden by the feathers, naturally.
Naturally.
Yeah. When the feathers are pushed aside, tucking the ear, you know, feathers
tucking
behind,
it
the ear,
behind their ears, yeah.
Their ear openings appear. They do have earlobes.
What?
But no. Ew.
Well, so they could have earrings.
There's no outer ear. But they have earlobes.
So how does that work? Is it a hole with a flap underneath it?
I guess so.
Oh, I don't know if I like that concept this early in the morning. Chicken ears. Well, that was great, Rob.
Now, I'm going to start a new thing off here.
Hit us.
If like, the conversation's going dead and stuff like that, and you're talking to someone, you just want to throw in a little real interesting fact, then walk off to leave them confused.
Did you know chickens have earlobes?
See ya.
No. It takes 108 milliseconds for our brains to spot food.
What? Wow.
And I'm going to leave that there.
I love that as a, hang on, how fast is that? You're thinking about it. You can't process it. That's very speedy. 180 milliseconds.
108.
The DFM texters have already come through with better puns than The Guardian. Okay. Tchaikovsky. Much better. Oh. Already straight out the gate. It's more sort of succinct, rolls off the tongue.
Can I do my one?
Go on then.
This is by NWA, Cluck the Police.
Oh, there we go. It's a famous song. We love that. I reckon the chickens would be into it too. What's the track you've brought us today, Rob?
This is Bombay Bicycle Club with a song called Tekken 2 featuring someone that I love. I'm not going to tell you who it is, just you wait until you hear
them. You'll know
when
the voice comes in. Chaka Khan, nice. That was Bombay Bicycle Club with Chaka Khan, Tekken 2, picked by Rob this morning. Good choice, Rob.
Thank you. Nice. It's one of my summary song choices for the year.
I reckon we need a bit of summary songs. Also, just before you go, I feel like we should read out some of these other chicken puns because they are all better than the one from The Guardian. This person, Big G, has said Tchaikovsky's Hen Lake. See what you've done.
That is genius.
That one's very good. Or Beethoven's Feather Symphony.
That's a good one too.
also very good. Both much better than, I can't even remember what the
you
Guardian
apply is. For the job.
Yeah, you should get in there. We've also had someone say that chickens apparently get chills too, listening to music, like, you know, adults, all humans, because humans are, you know, adults and chickens, that's how it works, that people get chills listening to music, and chickens apparently get fluffed up as well, which is a good thing to know. Protect those chickens' ears. Thank you very much, Rob. Thank you very much, listeners.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.